Industrial relations turbulence continues at Aer Lingus. The Irish Airline Pilots Association work to rule means passengers face delays and disruption from next week. The airline and the union both say they are willing to re-enter talks. But what could those talks yield, and where does this dispute go from here? Senior Counsel Marcus Dowling is with us now. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Marcus, you're an expert on strikes and industrial action. So first, talk us through a work to rule. Legally, how long can it last for?
Well, first of all, employers and unions have a different perspective on work to rule. So the union in this case is saying that the employers are working to the letter of their contracts. I'm sure that the employer would disagree with that. Aer Lingus would say that some of the things that the union aren't doing, for example, logging onto some new portal that Aer Lingus have, that they are things that the workers are obliged to do. So there's always a difference between the union and the employer side as to whether or not a work to rule is a breach of contract or not.
Does an indefinite work to rule do more damage than other options, like maybe a one-day strike?
Well, usually, so there's an arbitrage here. So presumably the union have made the calculation that an indefinite work to rule will do a lot of damage to Aer Lingus, but the minimum amount of damage to their members. So if you've got a one-day strike, you don't get paid for the day. So that's obviously a real cost to the people who go on strike, and it could lead to a very radical escalation of the dispute. With the work to rule, it seems that the only loss for the pilots will be overtime that they would otherwise earn, because an overtime ban is part of the work to rule. So one would assume that the union have made the calculation that their members are able to sustain that in the, as they said themselves, the indefinite duration of the industrial action.
So what options do the company have?
So really no good options, and that's important to understand. So the union have gone for the work to rule. That's going to cause significant disruption. Any of the kind of escalatory steps that the company could take, so for example, the company could say, okay, you are required to do these things in accordance with your contract. We're not going to accept 95% of your contractual performance, so we won't pay you at all. So they could refuse to pay the employees entirely because they're not doing everything they're required to do under the contract. But that's really hand grenade stuff, and they're very unlikely to do that.
Well, the papers are reporting this morning that Aer Lingus could ask a rival airline to carry passengers whose flights are cancelled because of industrial action. How does that impact the process?
Well, that doesn't really make a huge amount of difference. I'm sure the union have, again, made the calculation that Aer Lingus will try and work around the work to rule. So unless the union decide to escalate the industrial action, if Aer Lingus do that, that's really near the here nor there. Where that will have an implication, if Aer Lingus can actually live with the work to rule and the union aren't getting anywhere in terms of leverage and, you know, negotiations on their terms, then what normally happens is that the union will escalate. And the next stage, as you've already mentioned, is usually one-day rolling stoppages.
You have vast experience in this area. Where do you see this going now? What do you think will happen next?
Well, sorry, hopefully it'll settle. And it's actually, even though they've been through the Labour Court and the Workplace Relations Commission already, there does seem to be more hope of this dispute settling than most disputes, because it's not just binary about pay. There are also all of these productivity changes that the airline are looking for. So that usually means there's more flexibility in the negotiations. Now, I should say the unions don't regard them as productivity changes. That's a loaded term. The unions would say that it's asking their members to do more work for the same money. So it's all about language and propaganda. But that the fact that that element is there hopefully means they'll be able to work something out.
Senior Counsel Marcus Dowling, thanks for coming into studio this morning. It's now 7:46.